A Nurse General. Florence Nightingale was a famous English nurse who served in a great war. Because she carried a lamp as she visited wounded soldiers at night, she became known as the Lady with the Lamp. But Florence Nightingale was much more than a nurse in the Crimean War. In many ways, she was more like a general. When she and her staff of nurses arrived at the English Army Hospital in Turkey, it was in a terrible state. As many men were dying of fever and disease as were dying of battle wounds. The hospital lacked supplies. It lacked medicine, bandages, and tools with which doctors could operate. It had no good kitchenware. It had no good cooks to prepare food that sick people could eat. Worst of all, the hospital water supply was unclean. The germs in it were spreading disease. It may seem strange that the English generals let their soldiers grow sick and die without care. But the war was long and hard. Battles were fought in cold and rainy weather. Many soldiers had to go into battle before they were well trained. Supplies were often lacking. Battle plans were not always wise or wisely carried out. With so many problems on the field, it is not surprising that the generals did not know what was going on in the army hospitals. But Florence Nightingale was there, and she knew. And as matters got worse, she took charge. Money had been given to her in England for her work. With it, she brought clean clothing for the soldiers and supplies for the hospital. She had the hospital scrubbed clean. She saw that clean bedding was used and good food served. When the wounded overflowed the hospital wards, she had an unused wing rebuilt for their use. She saw that the hospital water was made safe to drink. After that, fewer soldiers died in the hospital. Almost none died of sickness caused by bad water. The soldiers in that war were so grateful to Florence Nightingale that some of them gave her a puppy as a gift. The puppy took the place of another pet Florence Nightingale had loved. Before she became a nurse, she had tamed a baby owl and carried it around in her pocket. She could not carry the puppy in her pocket, but she took it back to England when the war was over. Owls, as you may know, are supposed to be wise birds. We do not know if Florence Nightingale's pet owl was wise. There is no question, however, that it belonged to a very wise woman.